Open Mic by Bart Meehan, performed by Stephanie Lekas.
That guy in the front is going to be trouble. He has an eye patch that he keeps moving from left to right and then back, so either he has some kind of alternating blindness, or he's trying to impress the girl next to him, who's on her 4th Maduri. Oh God, the place is packed. There's even people standing at the bar with their backs to the stage. Will they bother to turn around when I go on? I should have gone to the Civic Pub. Hardly anyone goes there since the karaoke machine blew up. One too many dancing queens. Don't expect too much. Those were Lenny's words of encouragement when I turned up. It's open mic night and you're coming on late. I ask, why can't I go on earlier when they're still sober?
Because you're a virgin.
I'm not actually a virgin. I mean, is anyone these days? Well, kids, sure, and the nuns, but that's in their job description, isn't it? No, he means this is my first open mic night and all first-timers go on late. That didn't make much sense to me. Early in the night, the audience is full of polite applause. That would seem to be the right place to launch wide-eyed, trembling comics or musicians. But Lenny has a cruel streak. Even he admits it. He says he likes to feed the fresh meat to a roaring crowd. That's why he calls the club the Colosseum. Oh, God. Billy's really bombing out there. He just did a joke about growing a moustache.
I asked my wife what she thought, and she said if I had a nose like yours, I wouldn't underline it.
That's actually pretty funny. But the timing was all wrong. Nerves. He got a pity laugh from the back and a few coughs, but One Eye Man shouted, "Why don't you grow some fucking balls instead and tell her to piss off?" Midori woman thought that was hilarious. Oh dear, the lions are loose. I'm just glad I'm a singer. If I hit a few bum notes, I can tell them it's jazz. That's my granddad's joke. He doesn't like jazz much. He used to call it musical masturbation when I was a kid, but he stopped after I asked him, "What's masturbation?" Pops thinks he knows about music because he played with the Beatles once. At least, that's the story he's been telling people all my life. You see, he comes from Liverpool and used to see them playing in the Cavern Club before they were famous. One night, Pete Best, he was the one before Ringo. Did you know that? Well, he called in sick and John Lennon asked if there was a drummer in the house. "Me," said Pops. And next thing you know, he's up on stage bashing out the lead into Hippie Hippie Shake and Twist and Shout. Whenever he tells that story, he produces a battered drumstick and points to some smudges that he swears are John Paul and George's autographs. I asked him once why he didn't keep drumming. I mean, there must have been dozens of bands he could have gigged with back then. He just grabbed his arm and said, "Drummer's elbow." I suppose it could all be bullshit, but I like to think it's true. It sort of gives me a musical heritage. The only music my dad's interested in is his footy song. And Mum? Oh my God. I write the songs that make the whole world sing. At least Pops knows Sergeant Pepper isn't a soft drink. Kaboom! Another bomb. Billy's disappearing into a pool of sweat out there. It's not fair. I mean, that was good.
My brother's so dyslexic, every time he tries to text, "You can't," he offends someone.
Okay, it's a bit of a thinker at this time of night, but it's clever. Tell me again, why am I doing this? Max's idea. He says I have talent, but how much can you trust the opinion of a guy you're sleeping with? I mean, he wanted me to try out for The Voice. He even bought a swivel chair so I could practice. He's out there somewhere with a couple of people from work. They're the support crew. The guaranteed applause. They were supposed to be up front where I could focus on them, but all the tables were filled when they arrived, so they're hidden somewhere in the dark. I mean, all I'll be able to see now is one-eye guy feeling up Midori woman. Times like this, I wish I wore glasses so I could take them off. Instead, I'm cursed with perfect vision. Perfect skin. Perfect bod and great personality. Okay, I'm working on building confidence. Pop says I have to be the sort of person who walks into a room and, instead of thinking, do they like me, asks, do I like them? Well, people, do I like you? Do you like me? That's it. Lenny's rapping Billy. He works the sound at the back of the room, and when he hits the button, it's all over. Hey, goodbye. That means I'm on next. Last act of the night. Oh God, one-eye guy's taken off the patch so we can get a real good look. And Midori woman looks like she's gonna throw up. What if she does that halfway through my set? She'll get a bigger hand than me. Projectile vomiting's a real crowd pleaser this time of night.
There she was, just walking down the street singing.
Thank you. Deep breath. Okay. 1, 2, 3, those that are about to die, blah, blah, blah. Good evening, everyone. My name's Jamie, and I wrote this one for my pops. It's called Always Be Who You Are, Unless Who You Are is a Serial Killer.